us in our time of worship together through song. Before I invite our guests up here this morning, they have about a 7.5 minute video that they wanted to share, just describing the ministry that God has called them to do here in Pueblo. Part of the group that we support, Crazy Faith, what we do for them is once a month, many of our ladies gather together downstairs in the fellowship hall and make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Crazy Faith to hand out. And that's all I know. And so when we were discussing having Mission Month, I said, why don't we bring the individuals or some of the individuals in from Crazy Faith to hear the heart behind their ministry and what God is doing in and through them in Pueblo. And so they're going to come up here in just a few minutes to share that, but they had a video that they wanted to share for you. And so, Teresa, go ahead and drag that over to that screen and then make sure that the aux inputs are off mute this time. Once the video's done, they'll go back on mute. That's why we had feedback last week. So go ahead and show that video. Maybe. I'm going to go back and help her real quick.
Nothing more than us to cower.
On any Sunday, they come. Rain, cold, sun, they come. These are Pueblo's outcasts, homeless for many reasons. Some by choice, some by circumstance. Drugs, injuries, life decisions, mental anguish, spiritual choices. But Sundays offer hope.
We want to encourage you that you guys were created for purpose and for big things, all right?
A hot breakfast, an encouraging word, wisdom from God.
So what's the name of this ministry? Crazy Faith. Do you not think it took Crazy Faith to come down to the streets and become a part of everybody's life? But when you step out in that faith, that's when God brings change. That's when God just brings things that were not going to happen if you didn't step out and take a leap of faith.
Pueblo County allows Crazy Faith to use a parking lot at 8th and Court once a week.
That's the best meal of the week.
Most have anxiety. Of course they do. Living on the streets, safety concerns, food fears, weather, health. Their needs are basic. Food, shelter, clothing. But love is a basic need, too.
Do you look forward to Sundays?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And not just to go eat, just to praise God for everything He's given us. And they have given us.
How many of you guys have dreams for the future? And how many of you guys can say, I have big dreams for the future?
It was loving, it was caring, and it was giving. And it's... I'd rather go there than any other place.
We've had some churches ask, you know, hey, what goes on Sunday mornings? So we want them to see the faces. We want them to see the crowd that we serve so that they'll come on board and help.
Kay found her way to a Crazy Faith breakfast a few hours after she arrived in Pueblo on a bus. It was a 36-hour ride. She found food, acceptance, hope, and prayer. Heaviness immediately drained out of her.
But yeah, it's really nice. It feels great. I haven't felt like that since I was a little girl.
Amber felt like she was drowning, physically drowning, one Sunday morning.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure and pleurisy.
She needed God right now.
I felt like I was drowning when I had it.
And right then, God healed her heart.
She said, pray for me, and when you prayed for me, you prayed for my heart to be well and to be whole again, and all of a sudden I felt this sense of relief. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, kind of like when you're really stressed out and you're like, have the weight of the world on your shoulders, and then it's just like somebody just helps you out and just get blessed. And just, I ton of weight really off your shoulders. You can breathe again. That's what it felt like.
Financial support comes from about a dozen churches. Around 100 dedicated volunteers cook and serve meals.
What we do is when we ask somebody for help, we ask them to help like once a quarter or once a month so that nobody gets burnt out.
Sunday morning breakfast.
Crazy Faith provided more than 20,000 meals to the needy last year. A normal Sunday morning crowd is more than 100.
It's just serving the Lord to help get the spirit of Christ out there, to make sure these folks are fed and get the nutrition they need.
Do you feel like there's like you're making a difference?
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus never went in. He never built a building. He never started a church. But he went everywhere, feeding the poor, and healing, and casting out demons, and raising the dead.
Absolutely.
And he said, "What I've done, you will do, and even greater."
And every Sunday morning, God shows up. Recently, a homeless man named Bob had severe hip pain. He was healed. The pain disappeared. And as a bonus, his right leg grew out an inch.
How long has it been like that?
My whole life. My whole life. 62 years. And it's gone.
Were you born that way?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
I said it 100 times, I'm telling you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
My knee was deteriorating. I couldn't walk. Well, you've seen the other day. I couldn't walk really good.
Volunteer Joe was in constant pain. He was getting injections in his right knee twice a month, but God healed him in less than a minute. The next day, after an x-ray, his doctor was shocked.
I have another meeting with her. I believe I'm bringing her in to accept Jesus.
In December, Crazy Faith leased a building on Pueblo's north side. At 5,000 square feet, it has enough space to support training, a clothing bank, education, referral services, and large meetings.
So we're not trying to raise money so that we can give money to the homeless or to encourage them to stay homeless. Our goal is to help them to get off of the streets, to be productive members of society. So each year we average about 100 people that we get off the streets. And some of those it's getting into jobs, some of it's getting into housing, and some of it is total transformation, going from homeless to now they're discipling others.
But the added space means increased costs. Crazy Faith needs to raise an additional $2,500 a month. While 2 miles north of downtown, this new facility exposes Crazy Faith to clientele who live along Fountain Creek, I-25, and Highway 50.
There's an issue here, and we can either address it or we can walk away from it. And if we walk away from it, nothing gets done. So if we work together and we address the issue, then we can get a lot more done as partners. We need help financially, and we need help with hands and feet and people physically helping.
Yeah, I was in the homeless boat about 5 years ago for about 2 years, living on the river bottom. Lost, addicted. It wouldn't have happened without Crazy Faith. None of it would have. But I'd probably still be down on the river bottom.
Well, I'm going to invite those from Crazy Faith to come up and join me on stage. That way we can hear more directly from them and what God's doing through them and those they encounter on the streets of Pueblo. So you can pop that mic right off the stand there too, Tammy. So I'll let you introduce yourself to the rest of the church.
So I'm Tammy, I'm the director of Crazy Faith. God led me to start the street ministry 9 years ago. So what you see on that video is what we do every Sunday for the last 9 years, and this is my daughter, Sienna. So she's been raised doing the work of Jesus.
Cool. So what led you to start Crazy Faith?
So God spoke to me one morning. God spoke to me many years ago and told me I was going to do missions. And I've done a few mission trips in the States. And then he spoke to me one morning and he said to go to the streets. He actually told me that I had sat in Sunday school long enough and to go use what I had learned.
And you said 9 years ago Crazy Faith started. Where did it start at?
Sure. In July of 2017, myself went down to the streets and another lady showed up and she said she also had heard from God to go to the streets. We started in Mineral Palace Park. And it started with two guys showing up, and then God was gracious enough to grow it slowly. So two turned into four, and then six, and then eight. And now, for an average, we serve 165 people breakfast every Sunday morning.
And how many of those are repeats? Because I imagine you've probably gotten to know quite a few of them by name.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of names up in the memory bank. So I would say that we average about 10 new each week.
Okay.
So usually they're repeats. But even per the video, you know, we average getting 100 people off the streets each year.
So let's stop here real quick and let's talk about the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that many of our ladies put together one Thursday each month. What are those for?
Sure. So after 18 months of doing the ministry, feeding breakfast every Sunday, we were serving about 65 people. And we were doing that out of pocket and all by ourselves with our friends and family. And then we realized this is not slowing down. God is doing a great and mighty work, and God wants to continue this. So we reached out to two churches. They came on board helping with food and finances. And then as time goes by, we just need to step out and ask more churches to help. And so on an average Sunday, so like this morning when we were down, we fed over 200 biscuits and over 9 gallons of gravy.
Wow.
And so then they're able to have that for a meal. We give them a granola bar and a banana or a cup of fruit. We try to do a balanced meal. I'm a mama, so I care about their health and their nutrition. And then they're able to take a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with them to go for a meal later. And then from breakfast, we have three buses in which we transport them to Crazy Faith Church. And we do a fellowship lunch. That's where the Baptist comes in. We like to eat. And so we do a fellowship lunch every Sunday for our group.
Cool. Just looking through some of the questions I have here, what are some of the biggest needs that many face that Crazy Faith serves?
The needs that the people have? So that's where it's different, because we have agencies set up to help with food. We have agencies set up to help with IDs. And so when we first started doing this, people were coming to us and asking for help, but they were sent here and there and everywhere, and they were falling through the cracks. And it was a very difficult process to walk through them with. And so I understood their frustrations with me being, you know, capable. And so when they're limited, it's very difficult. So when somebody comes to our line on Sunday, or when they come into the office during the week, we treat them as a whole person. And so we can help them get their ID, their birth certificate, we can help with food, we can help with transportation. So we look at them as a person, and we try to handle all of their needs.
And then do you assist with helping them through the addiction process?
Yes. Yeah. And so I'm an addict, alcoholic. I have over 25 years of clean time. And what I realized was there was not necessarily somebody there to help me. I was told, go here, call this person. And it's a lonely process, and it's a difficult process. And so we advocate with them. We walk through that system with them. We're there to help them with the phone calls. We help with transportation. So that is one of our expenses, is when we put somebody into treatment for addiction or alcoholism or other life struggles, because we've had other people that are just like, I need to get my life together and get back with Jesus. But it costs an average of $1,000 per person.
And I would imagine that much of that funding, it comes from donors.
Yeah. So a lot of the organizations in town are federally and government funded. We are not. So that's where we have about a dozen churches that support us, but we need about a dozen more to support us.
And how else can us being one of the local churches, how else can we support you besides just financially?
Yeah. So we like to break it into smaller pieces, because if we all do a small part, then it's not too hard on me or you guys. And So making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, offering up a lunch, getting a life group together to come serve on a Sunday to do lunch. And we realize everybody's sitting in church on Sunday, and that's what we do. But if you just, you know, maybe four times a year say, hey, this is my time to go serve lunch for Crazy Faith. We need help with breakfast. Just doing a sock collection. Just things like that. Collecting deodorant, socks, hygiene items. For those of you guys that go to motels, those little shampoo bottles, we'll take them.
Yeah, because I'd imagine that we're coming up on the colder months here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That probably socks are, and maybe even coats are probably the biggest needs.
Yeah, you have old coats, old blankets, old sleeping bags that you want to give, then we can use them. When that snow first starts coming, you would not believe the amount of toes and feet and fingers that I see that are black and that they lose them. And so we want to keep them warm and so that they're not losing them. Because once they have amputations, then they can't work.
So walk us through a typical Sunday morning, because I know that you all were just out serving breakfast this morning. So walk us through from beginning to end of the time commitment for that and what it involves.
So if you guys can imagine like one of your Sundays where you guys have a huge potluck, and the work that goes into that, getting the food prepped, making sure everything's organized, and it's a big celebration. We do that every Sunday. So I say that it feels like I run a marathon every Sunday. So that's getting 5 gallons of coffee prepped, 3 gallons of hot cocoa, gallons of milk, gallons of juice, biscuits and gravy cooked, fresh, hot, because we treat them like it was Jesus coming into our presence. We want to give the best. So we'll do, you know, scrambled eggs, eggs burritos. Like I said, we do fruit. So I drive a bus from Pueblo West. We have 3 buses that we use. I did not ask God to drive a bus, but I did say, here I am, Lord, send me and use me in a great and mighty way. And so that's what he's doing. So we drive the buses, and many of the people that we help to get off the streets, we then pick them up from their apartments, their houses, motels, different parts of town. So we do a lot of driving. So fuel is an expense that we have. And then from there, we get down to breakfast. We are in the elements. So we have youth teams that will come down there, 0 degrees. The coldest I've had is 22 degrees. And when it's snowing, we're outside. We're outside because they're outside. Why we do that is because if we have a building, it's more to take care of as far as breakfast. And then from the breakfast that's in the community, if they want to make the conscious choice to go to church, then they're making that step. They don't have to come to church just to have breakfast. But we'll see them struggle and say, I kind of want to come to church, but what's it like? And so you'll see I'm in jeans and t-shirt. This is my average of what I wear, because we're working with a lot of people that are still in addiction, a lot of people that don't have money. So we want them to feel welcome. So we get downtown once we've picked everybody up, and we set up tables, and we give a message. So every Sunday, it's typically me that's giving that word. And we always want to make sure that we are encouraging, because there's time to light a fire under their butt. There's times to just be real with them. But on Sunday mornings, life's hard. They don't necessarily have a place to sleep. They may have got mugged the night before. And so we want to encourage them. So they're always going to hear the word of God. We'd keep it at about 3 minutes. And I apologize, I've already talked a lot this morning. And from there, they get the message, and then they get to eat, and they get to hang out, and they get prayer. And then from there, we load up the buses, and we take them to church, and we do a service at church. And then we do lunch after that, and then we transport them all back.
And that service is held at that
Crazy
Faith facility, you know? And so what's that service like? At the facility.
Thank you,
Ron.
You can see that the people in the video look a little bit different than maybe the people that are sitting in the pews here. So they've hit rock bottom. They've had, I have one guy that I work with that his parents started him off on drugs at age 12. Mm. So what kind of life was he expected to have? I have other people that have raised their kids on the street. So it is very different. Do we allow people to come into church under the influence? Yes, we do. Because how else are they going to meet Jesus? they're probably not going to walk into Aberdeen Church. They may. And so we've had people come in under the influence, and God got a hold of them, and they are clean and sober. We've been doing this for 9 years. I have people that are clean and sober 7 years now and going strong.
Praise be to God.
And then they are going out and they are making disciples. So when God said, go and make disciples, that's what we're doing. So this is our mission field right here in Pueblo.
So I want to hear from your daughter sitting next to you, because I know she's probably with you every week. So walk us through that, coming from a youth standpoint of being with your mom, and what it's like for you to work alongside your mom, but also love on this part of our community.
I think it's great because I get to see people from going from drugs and addict and going into like total treatment. He's not necessarily a friend, but he, like she said, he was 12 years old from going from drugs and addict, and he's like, one day he came up like total battered and beaten, and he came and he's like, I want help. And so she got him into treatment and helped, and so he actually came back from Wyoming, like 60 days, month of getting treatment and help, and so he came back and he's like, I feel better, and now his new word is profound. He loves to, like, he talks about God all the time. He's discipling, and him and his wife are now living in a house now after getting them, and they're just doing great, and I just think it's, like, a God thing.
That's awesome. So do you want to take over for your mom one day?
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal to hear, you know, this desire coming from a youth, which is what we desire as a church, to see young people like this being raised up to walk in the way of the Lord. And that's our desire. But also we have a group here, a local group here, that has taken that entire responsibility on. Not that it's theirs alone, but they have felt called to take on that responsibility to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And just as we go through this month and we consider, it still may be a fairly new slogan for us, but our slogan of bringing the restoring love of Jesus to the people of Pueblo, we need to keep that in mind and realize that it extends to the people that Crazy Faith is loving. And to keep it in mind that we need to be serving alongside them. And so as she's talking about ways to volunteer, which I want to ask a little bit more on that, you know, what are some ways that we as a church and, you know, as a whole church or as individuals can come and volunteer with Crazy Faith throughout the week, or take a Sunday? I'm going to give you permission right now from up here that you can take a Sunday. Now, not everyone at once, unless if it's pre-planned, but you can take a Sunday and go and serve breakfast, or I'm sure you probably need help with the church service at your facilities.
So we invite anybody to come down to breakfast. If you are older, I would suggest not the winter months, because it can be brutal. Mm. We're down there in our Carhartts and face masks sometimes. But I would invite you guys. The video showed a good picture of what we do. but there's opportunities. We take in clothing donations, and so come go through bags of clothes, come help us hang the clothes up, fold the blankets, put them up. As she was explaining, you know, people come in and they are, the one gentleman she's describing, his name was Hillbilly, and that was his street name. His real name is Gary, and I walked into, supposed to be my day off on a Monday, and he was sitting outside and he had his head hung. And I'm like, what are you doing here? I said, it's supposed to be my day off. And he lifted up his head, and his eye was the blackest eye I have ever seen in my life. And so I said, come on in, and he sat in my office for 9 hours as we talked and we prayed. And what he said to me that day was, Tammy, all I know since the age of 12 is drugs. Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't know anything else. This is who I am. And he didn't know anything else. He did not know Jesus. And so after 3 days of sitting with him, I did explain to him, you're about to find out who your identity is in Christ. And so he's 56, I believe. And so we sent him to a little church in Wyoming. And each week he called. And Belinda, I think that you got to meet him the last time I came in, the time before. And God got a hold of him. And he would call and he'd say, listen to this Bible verse. God is changing me. I'm a new creation. And he goes, do I sound different? And you could sound, you could hear. So what God is doing, because God doesn't want to see his people perish. And he says his people will perish from lack of knowledge. So we need to be taking the word to them. And if you guys don't feel comfortable coming down to this crowd, that's okay. Some of you may. But if you don't, then, you know, make the peanut butter and jellies. Do a sock donation. Or come fold clothes. And then during the week, you can come in and kind of hide behind the scenes and do some stuff in private. Or you can work. You can just come love on people. Tell them Jesus loves them. Tell them they're important. You know, that's what they really need to hear.
Hmm. And I know that the ladies in this room would love more help in getting those PB&Js made once a month, because that's what we've committed to right now, is making them once a month for one Sunday where those are handed out to those members of our community to take and at least have another meal that day. But we have other opportunities to serve alongside Crazy Faith, and so I'm excited to be able to do that, and I hope you all are as well. But I wanted to bring them in today because since I've been here almost a year, I've heard Crazy Faith. We're making PB&Js for Crazy Faith. Okay, who's Crazy Faith? Like, I don't meet them. I just hear Crazy Faith. I'm just like, it's time that the rest of our church gets to put names and faces to the rest of Crazy Faith. And I know that you two, because you're with your mom, are just a small portion of the team, that there are others on the team who are regulars with Crazy Faith, but what a ministry that they're doing, what outreach that they're doing to really draw people to Christ and to have a life radically transformed like Gary's, to knowing only drugs for 40 years and now knowing the love of Christ and being a new creation. And so I hope in the coming weeks that we are able to, weeks, months, and years, that we're able to continue to support Crazy Faith. I even looked at a bit of their history on their website. They do have a website, Crazy Faith Street Ministry, that one of the churches that helped support them in the beginnings was The Avenue, our sister church just around the corner. And so it's a close connection. For us, not just the fact that they're here in Pueblo, that they're serving the community just on the other side of the 4th Street Bridge, not even 5 minutes away. And we do see some of that community walk down this way daily. And those are the individuals that we ought to be loving on.
Yeah, and we get a lot of churches or community people that will call and say, hey, I see this person, can you come help? And we get that not everybody wants to help. But when it's not winter, my phone can ring 70 times a day, and in the winter, up to 100 times a day. And I do try to answer every one of those phone calls or at least get back to them within 24 hours.
Your phone's probably just always on the charger.
Yeah, and I wish I didn't have a phone, honestly. But there's nothing better than to pick up that phone. We had a phone call, I was telling Belinda, about three nights ago in the middle of the night. We had just spoke to somebody at Calvary Church, trying to get them to get on board too. And so that person reached out and said, I know you help homeless, but we have somebody that's in an abusive situation, and can you help? And I said, yeah, I'll call my security officers, and if we need to go pull her out, because she was scared to leave that situation. Mm. And so whatever comes across that phone, whether it's somebody for food, the Chamber of Commerce has called us before and said that their daughter was in addiction. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter how much they make. It's just God leads them to it. And just another example, last week we had about 30 people that had came in a one-hour time. And I was like, I didn't have any volunteers that day. And I was running, warming up food and handing out drinks and trying to counsel and talk to people. And I was like, Lord, you need to send some help. And, at first I was frustrated and complaining, and then I said, do not complain. And so instead I prayed, and no sooner did I pray, the phone rang, and it was a gentleman, and he said, you probably don't remember me, but our football coach at CSUP brought us in to serve with you for a couple hours, and he said, I want to serve again. And I said, well, we're here at the office on these days, and he said, well, you're there today, right? And I said, yeah. He goes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And that's how our Lord works. So we live on a prayer. And so this strapping young man came helped me to greet the clients, and he talked to them. He was not afraid of them. He treated them like a human being. He loved, he shared Christ's love with them. And then after that, he went out, and one of the projects we had to tackle was striping the parking lot. And so in 100 or 90 degree heat, he went out and he rolled the parking lot for me so that I didn't have to. But that's God showing up for every need, so every need that we have.
Okay.
And I do admire you for, you know, the hats that you're wearing, because there's few of us and a lot of hats that we're wearing.
Well, that's just what we're called to do, not just me alone, but all of us. And I know Blenda has had a lot of conversations with you, and I just heard one this morning. How else can we serve Crazy Faith? And I know that there will be many more conversations to come, but hopefully this gives you, Aberdeen, an idea of how you as individual members of this local body can serve Crazy Faith. Not necessarily with funding, because even though it's always going to be a need, even for us, and I addressed that this morning, but with your time. That is something that many of us have a plethora of. Even with all of the appointments we have throughout the week, doctors or the like, we still have time.
And pray.
And prayer. And we know the power of prayer, or at least we should. And committing ourselves to being intentional in that prayer time. We did it just recently for two beloved members of our congregation to pray for them who have been struggling with their health, Larry and Jeannie. And Jeannie's voice has returned. At least as of last Sunday, it was still there for 2 days. We don't know about today, but we know the power of prayer. So what if we just committed ourselves at the very least to that, but then also say, how else can I serve Crazy Faith, and give Tammy a call or talk to her after the service, because she'll be back by the resource table with a few things from Crazy Faith. You can check them out online. Just Google Crazy Faith Street Ministry and read more about the history. But peanut butter and jellies are great, but I would love to be able to get out there with them all. And even if that means that saying, hey, you know what, this morning we're going to take the 50 to 60 that we have on a regular Sunday, and I know not all of you can do that, and go down and join them where they meet just down the street from us and serve breakfast.
So Majestic Baptist has a serve Sunday once a year. I think it's May 31st.
We all know Majestic.
Yeah, and so they do many things in the community, as do you guys, and so they do projects for whoever signs up, and then some of the other people make care bags for us, and hygiene bags, and then the peanut butter and jelly also, they're partners in that too.
What times do you start Sunday morning?
Sure, so breakfast is from 9 to 10:30, and you guys could show up even just for part of that, and if you like praying for people, you know, if you see a mama with a baby and you just want to go, just say hi to her. They need to know that they're seen. They need to know that they matter. I always like to say that Jesus never looked into the eyes of anybody that he didn't love.
So 9 to 10:30, we can have more conversations about that, what that will look like for us as a church. But I've got some ideas rolling around, and Blenda will hear them tomorrow. She'll hear them through the coming week. She always hears my, what she would probably call, harebrained ideas. But what a wonderful opportunity for us to serve. And I know there's a few individuals in here who want to pick your brain on some things. And so see her after the service today. But thank you, Tammy. And thank you for being here this morning and sharing your heart behind Crazy Faith and
thank
what God's doing.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. But at this time, I'm going to invite Ron to come up and deliver our offertory prayer. In this time, as Ron comes up to pray over our tithes and offerings, commit this time for yourselves of how God can use you, whether that be with Crazy Faith or that be with Hope and Home or in any of the other ministries that we're highlighting this month or looking to highlight in the future. You've got more than just money. You've got your time. And I know many of you are like, well, I'm old. Well, you can still pray. You can still go and work behind the scenes, even if that's folding clothes. But you ask the Lord. You seek the Lord in this time. Ron, you can grab Becky's microphone, or just shout loud.